Frito-Lay workers who have been striking in Topeka, Kansas for more than 2 weeks are voting today on a new labor agreement. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports the proposed contract eases some working conditions at the plant and would raise salaries, but those concessions may not be enough to compete in a tight labor market.
One thing you learn talking to the strikers outside the sprawling Frito-Lay plant in Topeka, the people who make Cheetos, Fritos, and chips, they can work some long hours.
I am a very hardworking woman. I work like hell.
Helen Teeter, done up in a bright red shirt and big white hat, says she has very little time for family.
I have no time to go work for them because I've been working 7 days a week, like 84 hours a week.
84 hours a week. Teeter says the money's good, up to double her normal $20 an hour wage with overtime. In a statement, Frito-Lay says only about 2% of its Topeka workers average more than 60 hours a week. But the company routinely forces workers to pick up extra hours and to skip scheduled days off, even those with seniority, like Marlon Smith.
I mean, I've been here 22 years, and I still get forced for 7 days a week, maybe like two or three 12s.
Two or three 12-hour shifts. The contract Smith and others are voting on today would guarantee 1 day off a week. It would also end what workers call suicide shifts, two 12-hour shifts with only 8 hours in between. There's a proposed 4% raise over the next 2 years. But that may not be enough. Workers have more leverage now, and the signs of that are impossible to miss.
They just put this up last week. We were out here. We watched them put it up.
Brad Weiss is pointing out a new billboard just across from the Frito-Lay plant, right where the picketers stand.
It says, the J.M. Smucker's Company, now hiring, multiple position, shift, and pay rates, comprehensive benefit packages. So that's pretty much telling us, hey, come on out.
Weiss says at least half a dozen companies are actively recruiting disgruntled Frito-Lay workers if they can't get the contract they want today. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Topeka.